Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show with Susan Fisher, Matt Robinson, and Russell Rowe. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Heidi Gansert says she'll be a champion for women. Oh, really? Gansert sides with the insurance industry and repeatedly voted against protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Those with asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even COVID survivors would be at risk. And Gansert voted to criminalize abortion, putting doctors and women in jail. That's no champion. That's a sellout. For state Senate, vote no on Heidi Gansert.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great all-pundit show coming up for you today. Susan Fisher joins us. She's Senior Vice President of McDonald Carano Government Affairs. Matt Robinson is here with Argentum Partners. And Russell Rowe is the Managing Principal for the Rowe Law Group. Pleasure to have you all here. Going to start with you, Russell. A big deal this week is the opening of Circa in downtown Las Vegas. This is amazing. I mean, it has been so long since a new property was opened in Las Vegas, period, but especially in downtown. You represent Boyd, so your thoughts on, you know, what Circa is going to do for downtown.
It's fantastic, Sam. I mean, I do represent Boyd, and they have three properties downtown, and they've been downtown for well over 40 years, but it's tremendous to see a new property built from the ground up. I mean, it's replacing the old Las Vegas Club, but I mean, down here in Vegas, you can see that building from just about any place in town. And if you're heading north on the 15 towards downtown, I mean, the way it sits, it looks like you're going to drive straight into the building. So it really is an attraction, and they've done a tremendous job building up the hype around it, and all the different amenities that seem to be really unique in terms of a hotel, like the three-story sports book and this pool. Those are really cool things. I'm looking forward to going, and you know, downtown is one of those situations where it's such a tight community. Where anything new comes in, it really floats everyone's boats. It just raises the tide, and everyone does better because of it.
Do you think that Derek Stevens, the partner with his brother in the property, is the new Steve Wynn?
Well, I don't know about that. That's quite a goal to reach. I mean, I'm unfortunately old enough to have been around when Steve Wynn was building his properties. In fact, I worked for Steve Wynn back at the Mirage in his government affairs department years ago. So, you know, there's a lot to, Derek has a ways to go to reach the Steve Wynn level, but he certainly seems to be of the same mold and bringing new ideas and new energy into a community. So hopefully, I mean, it'd be good for us if we have another Steve Wynn on our hands.
Well, you know, one of the things that Boyd is suffering from is the lack of business from Hawaii at this point. So this will be a good boost for the company, I would think.
Oh, there's no question. And, you know, Boyd has plans that we worked on and have approved at the city to expand the Fremont Hotel, which is one of the original properties down there. And they put in upwards of 30 million renovations into the California Hotel a couple years ago. So there's a lot of that type of work going on. The other properties have reinvested. It's unfortunate, obviously, with COVID, how it's impacted everybody, and especially the Hawaiian Islands, and they're a big part of the downtown community in terms of our tourism guests. We just have to ride it out like everybody else and then get our economy going again.
All right, let's turn to politics. As we're taping this, we're a week out from the election. Susan, the president is going to Bullhead City, Arizona, because he couldn't get any location in Nevada because of the restrictions. Your thoughts on that?
I'm kind of surprised that Arizona's letting him in, too. You know, the guy's got a campaign. They've all got a campaign. I just wish that his fans would be a little bit more diligent about wearing the masks. This stuff is not going away.
Well, and that becomes more and more obvious. And now as we get into the colder months and people are going to be more indoors, it's going to be a problem. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with more after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino. All new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going with a great lineup. Susan Fisher, Matt Robinson, and Russell Rowe are all here. So there was the big 60 Minutes piece last night, Susan, where the president, the vice president, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris all were on the program. It was very interesting because Donald Trump had done something unique, which was he released the video, the raw video of the entire interview earlier in the week. And what did you make of that? Was that breaking protocol or just Donald Trump being Donald Trump?
Well, it is Donald Trump being Donald Trump. I think that was a very tactless thing to do. There is an agreement in place and you just don't break that sort of agreement because then he breaks that trust with the media. How can they ever trust him again?
Steve, the New York Times put out an editorial yesterday you know, basically saying that the GOP is broken. Do you agree, or, you know, are we going to see a new version of the GOP post-Trump, whether it's a week from now or 4 years from now?
You know, either way, we're going to see a new party come out of this. I've been saying that for a while. Even if it's in 2024, there is a time after Trump. And I think the party ought to start determining what that is now. I'm assuming they already have, but I don't think the party is broken necessarily. I certainly think it's fractured, and I think it looks different than it did 20 and 10 years ago. But I think looking out to 2024 is going to be very important to the future success of the party.
All right, so I'm going to start with you, Matt, but let's go around the table and just say, if it's Donald Trump who's president for the next 4 years, what's it going to look like? If it's Joe Biden for the next year, 4 years, what's it going to look like? Matt, you start.
You know, if Donald Trump wins, it'll probably look pretty similar to the last 4 years. I'm generally one to believe that the president isn't necessarily going to affect us very much at a local level. I think if Joe Biden wins, the tone probably changes and softens. I think we get a little bit of we go back to dignified representatives, if you will. But I think 4 more years of Donald Trump is pretty much exactly what he's told us it's going to look like. And that's about what the last 4 years look like.
All right. So what does a Biden presidency look like to you?
Again, I think the vice president, if he's to win, if he wins, is their plan is to kind of go back to how our government was. It's not all about ratings. It's not about the zingers. It's not about who can be the most aggressive. I think his goal will probably be to revert to policy-based decisions and kind of an aversion to populism.
All right, so Russell, you're up next.
So the question is who wins, but I think Biden wins. I was wrong in 2016 as well. So, you know, I don't trust the one that's out there, and you know, our country is so divided. But I mean, in the sense of how the Electoral College works and how that impacts the outcome of these national elections. It's really tough to tell. I mean, the polling just doesn't necessarily capture that. Honestly, this is not a partisan statement, but I think it's really, I'm not sure how we survive through another 4 years of what we've just been through. And I'm hoping Biden can pull it out and restore some normalcy and civility and dignity to the office of the president. And then hopefully we can move forward. I'm not expecting the politics to change at all. I'm sure if Biden wins, and if Republicans control the Senate, there'll be investigations into Biden and his son, and it'll go on and on. And, you know, and that speaks to the broader issues of our two parties that really aren't serving their purpose and just seem to continue to lead to the degradation of our entire process. I'm not sure how we get out of that.
Susan, your thoughts?
I always hate making predictions because I'm always wrong. I think that Biden wins. And I also think if Biden wins, we're going to have a much more visible vice president. I think that Kamala Harris is going to be out there all the time, everywhere. And it wouldn't surprise me if she takes over as president at some point in the 4 years. I also think that if Biden is president, that may help the Republican Party because they're gonna say, whoa, we messed up here. So let's try and get ourselves together and let's try and be more unified and not swing so far right. And, you know, the evangelicals and all that make it difficult for more traditional Republicans or more moderate Republicans don't like that part of the party. We don't, and I say we because I am a registered Republican and I don't like the way the Republican Party is going. So I think that it will help unify, and I think that we'll see more Republicans elected in 2022 if Biden is president. So it may help us here in Nevada.
Matt,
on that, Sam?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, even if Trump loses, either, I don't think he's going away. And the Republican Party, I think, is going to have to deal with Donald Trump for quite some time. And the fact they embraced him and his politics and his approach, it could be an albatross around their neck for a while. And just because Donald Trump loses doesn't mean he goes away or his core base of supporters go away. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens and how they, as a party, handle that. Hopefully someone, a statesman, you know, a John McCain type, steps up and leads the party, because we need two strong parties that are headed in the right direction. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Matt, you know, does it surprise you that Mitch McConnell has not pushed another stimulus package? Because it would seem that that would be a huge point in favor of the Republicans going into this election, for them to get something done. But he's stuck on the fiscal side of it. And quite frankly, every economist, including the Fed, are saying, spend the money. You know, interest rates are at zero. So all you're going to be doing is paying the interest, and it's at zero. The country needs the stimulus. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, and again, I'm kind of like Susan. You know, I'm a registered Republican, a bit disenfranchised right now. And it's interesting to me that this is the hill that we decided to die on. That, like, in the last 4 years, this is when we decided to become fiscal conservatives again. It's not mattered in the least for the last 4 years, and arguably longer than that. So it's an interesting time to take a stand, when, like you said, it would be an obvious bump to the president. It would be an obvious bump to down ballot candidates. And it seems misguided, principled, but given the track record, that we have here, I think it's misguided and probably going to cost the election.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with our pundits after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Heidi Gansert says she'll be a champion for women. Oh, really? Gansert sides with the insurance industry and repeatedly voted against protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Those with asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even COVID survivors would be at risk. And Gansert voted to criminalize abortion, putting doctors and women in jail. That's no champion. That's a sellout. For State Senate, vote no on Heidi Gansert.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got a great all-pundit show going here with Susan Fisher of McDonald Carano, Matt Robinson of Argentum Partners, and Russell Rowe, the managing principal of Rowe Law Group. So Harry Reid is never going to stop talking, and that's, you know, if you like him, it's a good thing. If you don't, it's a bad thing. But he said Joe Biden should end the Senate filibuster after 3 weeks, according to the Associated Press, if there is no bipartisanship and Biden becomes elected. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't generally follow comments of Harry Reid. No, honestly, you know, this is part of the problems in Washington, right? The lack of respect for rules and decorum and process and custom and history. You know, you start throwing rules out the door, you disenfranchise people, right? They feel like they're not, their voice isn't being heard. They don't have a part of the process. Things are crammed down their throats, and it you know, and then the other party takes over and they do the same thing. And the result is what we have today. And anytime I think we carelessly and recklessly walk away from historical practices is really dangerous. And we just need leadership that is more thoughtful and more respectful to the Constitution, to the rules, even things that are not in the Constitution, things like Senate rules. I mean, they have a place and a purpose. So we need to be very careful to toss them out.
So Susan, you know, the House was meant to be the rowdy place, the voice of the people. The Senate was supposed to be the place, and even though the filibuster was not in the Constitution, the Senate was supposed to be the place where things slowed down. Senator Reid blew up the filibuster when he was the leader, and it seems like the Republicans have taken advantage of that ever since. It wasn't the Democrats got to get a lot of judges through, but it doesn't seem like it worked out so well for the Democrats, even up until this point with the Supreme Court nominations. What are your thoughts on Senator Reid wanting to get rid of the filibuster, period?
You know, Senator Reid is going to be still a master puppeteer here in Nevada and on a bigger scale until the day he's in the ground, and maybe even after that, because people do still listen to him. I really don't know, though, if the president's going to now or not, but I want to go back to what Russell said. Take everything that Russell said about our federal government and the decorum and the lack of decorum and how the rules fly out the window and people get disenfranchised, and apply it to what's happening in Nevada and what happened during our special sessions. It's exactly the same. We have lost the decorum that we used to have here, and people get disenfranchised. As far as you know, Harry Reid saying limit it to 3 weeks, what difference does it make? I just don't know. I don't know, Sam, sorry.
Okay, Matt, you have thoughts on this?
I mean, you know, it's at some point both parties are going to have to acknowledge that the pendulum of power is a constant, and not be so short-sighted. If you don't want it to be done to you 4 years down the line, don't do it now. And at this point, it's just kind of comical, I think, that either side is acting like they have a moral high ground, or the other is inherently wrong for taking advantage of these very rules that they've all, you know, played games with for so long. So I can't take any of it seriously at this point, to be honest.
All right, so let's bring it on home to Nevada here. In Northern Nevada, we've seen the Democrats going after Heidi Gansert very strongly, spending a lot of money on trying to defeat her. Russell, do you think that that's a winning strategy in this particular seat, that she is that vulnerable?
Sounds like a Harry Reid strategy. I mean, it's pretty easy to see. She's at the top of the list when it comes to challenging Governor Sisolak in 2022. You guys know better than I would about vulnerability in Northern Nevada. I mean, it seems to me, although the numbers in her district are closer, still really performs Republican, and she's highly respected, well-liked, I mean, even across the aisle. I'd be surprised she lost. I get it's certainly obviously possible in this day and age, but I totally understand the strategy, right? I mean, you knock her out theoretically, right? I mean, who is next to fill in that doesn't have some sort of baggage one way or the other
that makes it a lot harder to unseat the governor.
Susan, your thoughts on this one?
I would really hate to see Senator Gansert knocked out. And, you know, she's what we are lacking is the institutional knowledge, and she's got the institutional knowledge. She served in the assembly. She served as chief of staff for Governor Sandoval. And she's been in the Senate. I don't remember how many years now in the Senate, and she's got the chops and she's got the demeanor and the grace to do the job well. Talk about decorum. She's got the decorum. And to have her, the threat of having her replaced with a complete newcomer to the process who has no political experience whatsoever, I think is just really sad. And I agree with Russell that traditionally that's a very Republican district, but the numbers are very, very close. And as you pointed out, Sam, there are a lot of dollars going in from both sides on this particular race. I think it's gonna be a real squeaker.
All right, and Matt, you get the last 10 seconds here. And the question is, have term limits killed institutional knowledge? Because it sure seems like that.
Yes.
Okay, perfect for my timing here. Thank you, sir. Thank you all very much. Great to see you all. Appreciate you all taking the time. And 1 week to go, folks. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.